We continue our CD with a report on food wastage in America and what some people are doing about it.
Cycling more than 7,500 kilometers across America from coast to coast takes a lot of energy. That, in turn, requires a lot of food. But Rob Greenfield, 31, made the entire journey without buying anything to eat. Instead, he went looking in the big black bins outside supermarkets in each city he passed through, a practice known as dumpster diving. In most cases, it only took him a couple of hours to gather a mountain of perfectly edible food that he would display in a public place. This, in fact, was the real reason why he was cycling across the US, to highlight the enormity of America's food waste problem. Every year, Americans throw away food worth a total of around $161 billion, more than double the nation's education budget, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's enough food to feed 166 million people for a year. About two-thirds comes from individual households, the rest from the food industry. Supermarkets throw out vast quantities of food every day, and farmers are often obliged to destroy tons of fruit and vegetables considered too ugly to sell. This is a shocking waste in a country where one in six people have difficulty feeding themselves. The problem, however, is not just a moral one, but an environmental one as well. When organic produce is thrown away, it goes to landfill sites where it rots anaerobically, without the oxygen that turns it into compost. This anaerobic decomposition produces vast quantities of methane, a gas whose greenhouse effect is 21 times stronger than that of CO2. As a result, it is estimated that global food waste accounts for about 8% of climate pollution. Europe has taken major steps to combat the problem. French supermarkets can no longer throw away food, for example. They have to give it away or compost it. America, however, is only just starting to wake up to the problem, thanks in part to the work of activists like Rob Greenfield. A minority of activists, called freegans, choose Greenfield's approach to eating as a lifestyle choice. New York high school teacher Janet Kalish has been a freegan since 2004, buying nothing but toilet paper and cat litter. "I can find everything I need in the garbage," she says of her visits to the city's dumpsters. "It's outrageous when I see piles and piles of bags full of good food. We have a lot of people who are unable to eat well while food is being wasted. It just doesn't make sense." Under Barack Obama, the US government finally started to take action on the issue, with the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, aiming to cut food waste by 50% by the year 2030. That still means throwing away 30 billion kilos of food a year, even if the EPA continues its efforts, something that, under Donald Trump, is probably in doubt. In the meantime, if you know where to look, you need never go hungry in the USA. But ironically, as freegan Janet Kalish says, it would be better if that was not the case. "We don't want to be able to dumpster dive," she says. "In a perfect world, there would be a system where there isn't any waste from which to dumpster dive."